Russ Cohen, of course, co-host of Prospects Radio, right on these very airwaves, joining us to chat about that and more. How are you, Russ?
Good. How are you, Gord? How are you, Simmer?
We're good.
Good, Russ.
We're good. So you got a number three overall pick, trying to see what he can become. Maybe a not quite a breakout year, but a first step last year in Tampa Bay. And then the bit of an X factor, Mikhail Gorbachev, a very intriguing, talented junior defenseman heading to Tampa Bay. What do you think about those two players?
Well, it's interesting because, like, the Sergachev trade, that part of it reminds me of Ryan McDonough. Like, he just, again, maybe somebody in Montreal didn't see fitting in their plans and has all this talent. He skates great. He could be physical. He's already a big guy. He's already a really strong guy. He has cut down on his mistakes a lot, so I think he's really close, if not NHL ready already. He has offense in his game. He could be a leader on the ice. He's a really good defenseman. He's just a young defenseman. But he, when he comes into his own, he'll be a scary guy. And Drouin, I felt like he was sort of being misused for a little while. Last year, he finally got a chance to settle in, and you could see what he could do. But he's going to need a good centerman, and I don't know who his centerman's going to be. Is it going to be Galchenyuk? I don't know. Is he going to get traded? I don't know. And so that's the part where that could, if you really want to unlock Jonathan Drouin, you're going to need to have a very fast, very good playmaking center with him. Then you'll have something very special because the speed's there. Everything else is there. But again, like so many players, he can't do it on his own.
Well, that's the thing. They might end up making him the center.
I don't know about that.
See, there you go. Which is what he did for the bulk of his final year of juniors in Halifax after working with McKinnon the year before. So that remains to be seen. Montreal, anyway, we mentioned this with Ren Lavoie from TVA Sports, as they seem to be a little more excited. Maybe they considered Sergachev somewhat expendable because Noah Juulsen, who was picked in the first round the year before, is a little bit older and has played well as a prospect, and maybe he's the guy that they plug into eventually take over for some of the old guys.
Well, they're lucky they have Juulsen, and I am very high on him, but he has had some injury issues, so that's, I don't know where his development is right this minute, but he is a guy that skates really well and is smart and has size, so I get what they're saying, but I don't think Noah Juulsen was any closer to the NHL than Sergachev, but I guess if you want to just sort of rationalize and say, hey, we still have somebody else, they do. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is there anybody in a better position right now, maybe in recent history, than your Philadelphia Flyers, who you spend, that's kind of your home press box?
Yep.
They basically get to take the guy. It's a clear two-man draft, and they get to take the guy that's left over.
Yeah, they're in a no-lose situation because let's just say New Jersey went out of the box, and it's not that far out, but let's say they went with Hischier, then, yeah, they end up with Nolan Patrick. Nolan Patrick's played with Ivan Provorov. I mean, that would be okay, right? And then if they get Hischier, that's great too. Hextall really can't lose here. Like I've always said, the number three spot is the one that'll have a lot of scrutiny. Even the number one spot's not going to have that much scrutiny, and number two, really nothing. So all he has to do is walk up there and select. And if he doesn't go off the board, everybody will be happy.
You know, they're doing a lot of these rejigging the hindsight ones, like Matt Murray would be first overall and, you know, his draft and whatever. So I know it's just been 1 year, but if they were rejigging Sergachev as far as where he went, would it be about the same, or would his stock go up or down a little bit?
No, I think it would be about the same. But here's the thing about redoing those drafts. So when Matt Murray was drafted, I remember saying to myself, he is literally the skinniest goalie I've ever seen in my life. And that is part of the reason. He was like 6'4", 167. That's why he went where he went. He's only 178 now, but at least he is stronger. He's had a chance to build up his strength. I mean, Jake Guentzel in his draft year, I looked it up the other day, he was 150 pounds. 150.
It's crazy. Hey,
it is.
You got to release that cat.
I know.
Is it is it Catwoman just finding out that Adam West died? What happened?
No, her name is Anna, and she's deaf, and so when she wants to find somebody, that's her way of finding somebody.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh, you got cats and dogs going.
Way to make us feel bad.
Blind dogs.
What the hell is going on? Say it again?
I have a deaf cat and a blind dog, yes.
Oh, you do? Three dogs and one cat or multiple cats?
Three dogs and two cats.
Three dogs, two cats. Any guinea pigs, gophers?
No, they wouldn't survive here.
Okay. anybody else, as we get closer and closer to this little draft, I guess, there's no way of really anybody's stock going up or down for any particular reason, unless you feel that at the combine via some type of workout or via interviews, if there's rumors that maybe somebody did something very impressive.
Well, I think, like, there was a goalie, Dayton Rasmussen, who you know, bench-pressed his, 75% of his body weight 17 times.
Oof.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
I think he came in second or third in the long jump. Now, as a goalie, that's impressive. We talked about Mackenzie Blackwood doing that, and he's certainly a great athlete. And he had a concussion. He actually was just recovering from a concussion, and so he couldn't even do the bike. But I have a feeling if he had a chance to do the bike, he would have been amongst the tops there too. And so already a talented goalie coming out of the USHL, I think he helped himself a little bit. I think that's – I don't think anybody could ever go down at the combine, but I think you can impress and go up. And like Morgan Frost, I still think he's going somewhere in the second, but he's one of the fastest guys in this draft, and he killed it on the bike. And so, like, again, if you are looking for a speed guy in the middle – yeah, you may have looked at him late second, and now maybe, he's gone up to mid second. I haven't heard anything about bad interviews, and I'm really careful about that too, because, guys tell you what happened after the fact, but again, they're scared a lot of times. They're nervous. So you can't really take too much out of that. But I haven't heard any rumors about that, to be honest.
Yeah, and you know what's happened to the interviews as well is everyone's piling on just to store info. So if the player 4 or 5 years down the road, or they might ask about another player, it's sort of where you think it should be fine-tuned with 3 or 4 teams that are really looking at you. Quite often now, the guy talks to like 29 of the 31 teams just because they just want to stock some info. That could be pretty exhausting.
Yeah, Elias Pettersson, I think, was the only one to talk to all 31. But again, you're right, because it's like, hey, we might get this guy in a trade. We might be trying to trade for this guy a year after the draft. All these things do come up. And so now, I think, to be honest, I think they have borrowed from the NFL in that way, because the NFL has been doing that now for a while, knowing how guys change teams so often. And I think the NHL has caught up to that. And so, yeah, they're interviewing as many guys as possible. They're even asking guys to tell jokes. But a lot of times, if you're asking, like, a Finnish kid to tell a joke, like, he only knows jokes in Finnish. It's going to be hard for him to know a joke, in his not-native language. So that's a tough part for them. So I feel bad when they ask him questions like that.
What does he do? He goes, like, a Swede, a Dane, and a whatever, go into a bar? I don't know what he's like. Just...
Yeah, but it's true. Like, one of the guys mentioned it, and he goes, yeah, I don't know any jokes, out of my native language. And we were just like, dude, don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, I mean, but that doesn't necessarily mean they were asking the Swedes and the Finns to tell them jokes.
Not all of them, but one for sure was asked because he talked about it. But, yeah, it's one of those things. They really do just want to sort of see what makes you tick, and I think that's fair, although – I can't imagine how I would have answered questions like that back in the day. I'm certainly a different person now, so that's hard. These guys are under a microscope.
Yeah, but it gets you to relax, too. That's part of it, the process, right?
It
yeah.
Yes. But,
by the way, Elias Pettersson, you talk about little guys that don't weigh much. Apparently he's like 155, 160 pounds. He's a center, and he's Swedish. Why would Elias Pettersson get all 31 teams asking him questions, a guy that's projected to go upper middle, first round?
Well, I've got him ranked eighth. He can play center or wing, so he's very versatile. He is smart. He is fast. He's got great finesse in his game. He really is a strong package. He's already a strong defender. So everybody's looking at him like, well, you're 6'2", 161, and you've already got great speed. You already got this wrist shot. We can make you stronger. We can make you better. And so you look at a guy like that and you say, yeah, you know what? He hasn't reached his potential. There are guys in this draft that you look at and you say, okay, I don't know how much stronger this guy can get. Like Aaron Ekblad was a great example of that. He was already a man. So the only thing he was going to get maybe as a hockey player was smarter. But was he really going to get that much stronger? I don't know. But you look at a kid like Pettersson and you say, yeah, that's clay that I can mold in the next 3 or 4 years. if you're a team, and I think that's why.
Well, even, you know, just look at what happened yesterday. So Montreal would have liked that they interviewed Jonathan Drouin a few years ago, and Tampa Bay would have liked that they interviewed Sergachev if they both did last year.
Yes.
You know, just I'm sure it factored in both ways, going a lot that way. So
also, they might just be trying to weed him out. I mean, weed him out in a good way, because there's so many centers in the top 20. It's like ridiculous, the slew of centermen. And I'm not talking about the top two guys either,
a misnomer,
necessarily.
But, you know, you guys have been around long enough. If you play center or the wing or have played center at any time in your career, for the draft, you get listed as a center because it's guaranteed you will get drafted higher if you could play that position at all. And so that's what happens. Do all these guys end up playing center in the NHL? No. We see a lot of times when they break in their rookie years and maybe the first couple of years they're on the wing. You know that.
Yeah. But there's very few D-men. It just seems like there's guys all listed as center, but I can't believe these guys are... They got to weed them out. They got to figure out who's the best center below the top two guys.
Right.
Well,
I think that's fair. You have to look at who's the natural center. I think that would be the...
Is Cody Glass a natural center?
Who? I didn't hear
Cody,
that.
Cody Glass.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a natural center. Absolutely. And he's a guy that will produce points. He already wins puck battles. He's very sharp with his passing. And by sharp, I just mean precise. And so when you're looking for that playmaking aspect, he has it. Can he score goals? Absolutely. And so, yeah, I look at Cody Glass and I say... He is a natural center.
Russ, we always find you a natural on radio, and that's why we enjoy having you every week. So thanks very much, and I know it'll be a busy time for you. We look forward to hearing more on Hockey Prospects Radio as well.
Hey, thanks. Best time of the year.
Sounds yeah, and Russ will be at the draft for us, Channel 91, day two.
Beautiful.
Go feed that cat.
All right.
Okay.